you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast. Watch out for MS-13! It's a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. Gangs! If it ain't that time, perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24-7, or you done downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Thanks the fuck for joining us today. I'm all fired up about that bullshit last night, if you can't tell.
God, me too, man.
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and God, everything about last night,
oh my God,
was just horrific. fucking ridiculous. I mean, everything.
And I kind of live tweeted a little bit, and I tweeted seriously, like, no joke. I said no joke in the tweet.
Yes.
Is he slurring his words? This was like maybe three quarters of the way through, which was the third longest State of the Union speech like in modern history.
Why did they do that to us? Really?
He did that to us. God. Because he talked like this.
Well,
there were many things that we found out about.
God damn.
Last night. God, it was awful. Trying to get the Democrats to clap. Did you see that? Like a fucking orange seal.
Right.
And looking at them when they did rarely stand up. There's just so much to talk about with this shit show. Join us on the Twitter. At Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING. Also, snuggle in with everybody over at the Facebook the Facebook page.
Snuggle up.
Facebook. Unless you don't like to be touched. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And you can get to stories we get to and memes and shit and all
memes,
kinds of fun stuff.
Shit.
The occasional right-wing nutjob troll.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Swatted the fuck down.
Right.
Usually. The occasional sane one.
Oh, yeah,
there's
yeah.
Rare sane one that actually seems to, you know, believe wrongly, but at least can argue about it cogently.
Right.
Most of the time, it's, you libtards suck!
Well, listen, dude, your party, the party that you're arguing for is based in racism and shit and garbage.
There's not a lot. Yeah, I really don't know a lot of good in the Republican Party.
There's nothing. There's nothing good about it. It's fascist.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. I mean, listen, that speech was all about racism last night.
Well, yeah, for the most part, when he wasn't trying to lick his own micro penis.
Yeah.
I mean, the first part was Chris Matthews called it confectionery.
What does that mean? Like,
sweet.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, oh, look, the Dow. Look at the zillions of jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Negroes that are sitting there with angry faces.
Good
you guys
God.
Are the least unemployed ever. And that didn't impress them.
No.
The way, which has the racists all the Twitter on Twitter. How dare the Congressional Black Caucus not stand up when Trump said that those Negroes are more employed than ever right now.
I think the racists should appreciate listen, I think the Democrats are being very nice with Schittler. I don't think they appreciate how fucking evil he is.
And I mean, just for your notes, those keeping score with your little balls and strikes meter or whatever, you know, the you get the program so you can keep track of every pitch here on Crab Diving. Black unemployment rate has dropped 9 points in the past several years. And let's call that, I mean, it is 8 points under Barack Hussein Obama.
Oh, okay. Is it due to Trump?
1 point.
He's just magic.
Under Schittler.
Right. He's magic.
But he's crowing about
magicness.
Yeah, having. It's really amazing. Somebody,
I just said magicness.
One of the pundits on telly said that they it's like somebody directed a movie.
Yeah.
And then somebody else went out and tried to claim the Academy Award for it or something. You know, it's like I did all that work and I put up the Christmas tree, you put the star on top, and you're like, look how great my Christmas tree is.
I mean, whoever's president next, I'm sure they're not gonna be breaking their dick to take credit over what happened during this administration, you know?
Well, I mean, there are legitimate
happening.
There is legitimate blame to be laid for, you know, certain policies in past administrations, but you can't, you know, it was hilarious how Mitch McConnell, January 20th, late in the evening, decided to blame the entire recession on Obama and the entire economic downturn we were
Yay.
In on Obama, even though
oh, yes.
Obama, there was still a warm handprint on the Bible.
Right.
From swearing in that day. So,
God damn.
People finally figured out it was George Bush's fault.
Right. But Obama's black.
Well,
he's
you know,
black.
You can't
know?
Wash that shit off.
I mean, you know, if you're a Republican, that's the biggest thing.
Let's see. Let's check in the lamestream media, see what's going on in the news.
For these lamestream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the crab diving bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, January 31st. 2018.
The year of our Lord.
Time to say bye, Felicia, to January.
Bye, Felicia.
Same with Trey Gowdy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Which, by the fuck, Felicia. That's amazing to me.
Right.
That one. I mean, a lot of these old guys that are slithering away and retiring from either the Senate or the House.
Right.
You know, that makes sense. They've been there a while, and they're like, fuck this. Now that the great anti-Schittler wave. is hopefully going to come through, but the Trey Gowdy, you know, young dude, seemed to be a lot of lunatics on the right loved them some Trey Gowdy. They thought he was just brilliant in his utter failure to get anything interesting out of a million hours of Benghazi hearings.
What does he think his fucking legacy's going to be? Stupidity.
I don't think he's leaving. So he is announced that he's bailing. He's not going to run again in 2018 this year.
Sad.
But that wasn't the headline anyway. The headline over to the commie pinko liberal
fate
Huff Post. You scroll down just a little bit, and there is the very bizarre kind of almost fountain-like hairdo of Trey Gowdy.
Oh, yeah. He's got like that faux hawk thing, right?
Well, it varies. Right now, it's quite bizarre. It swoops up in the air on half of his head and then falls down. It's really ultimately bizarre. But the headline, says, FBI gloves off, grave concerns about the GOP memo.
Okay.
Of course, the nut jobs, the anti-Mueller Trump pucker lickers are out there I'm sure, saying, well, of course the FBI doesn't want it released because it makes them look bad. Oh, it proves that they are the deep state.
What the fuck, man?
It says the FBI has grave concerns about a secretive Republican-authored memo members of Congress have been using to undermine special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into the Trump campaign.
Good God.
Apparently, it says in an extraordinary public statement.
Hello.
The Bureau said the classified, you know, you don't hear much from the FBI usually.
No, not really.
What do we know for the FBI? Hey, who was Obama's FBI director?
I wouldn't fucking know. Right. I don't know. Did they investigate Obama?
They're trying.
Okay. Yeah, you didn't know the guy.
In an extraordinary public statement today, the Bureau said the classified 4-page memo, they very kindly here on the HuffPost say, authored by Republican members of the House Intelligence Committee. Yeah. It was a lying suckface Devin Nunes.
Right.
Dasha Devin.
And it's
Russian spy.
So did he just write the whole thing himself, or did he have help?
Toadies,
from...
I'm sure.
Like when you're writing something like
people
that.
People like that do anything themselves. Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. They order minions.
But when you write something like that, I mean, what was he setting out to do when he wrote the memo? To arrange evidence in a way that.
Sure, to flashbang to try to help his boy Trump.
Right.
For whatever reason. I'm calling it, there's pictures of him.
Right.
You know, fucking a Boy Scout or something.
God.
And the Russians have it.
Oh, yes. Well, there might be. There might be pictures of Trump fucking a Boy Scout.
I mean, I just don't.
I don't know.
There's just something about Nunes that, you know, Gowdy, you could tell, just like went after Hillary with glee.
Yeah, yeah.
And Jason Chaffetz, his successor, same deal. You know, there was an evil kind of glee about what they were doing and
right,
everything.
Right.
Nunes really looks like someone, I don't know, put a really long stick up his butt. He's not enjoying the process
at all,
it doesn't seem. He always looks beat down,
right.
Which good.
Right.
I hope he's miserable for what he's doing to this country.
At all these horrible GOP fuckers involved in this Russia shit, that guy really gets beat up upon. I mean, and he deserves it. But no one has anything nice to say about this dickhead.
The Ethics Committee investigated him.
Yeah.
The Republican Ethics Committee investigated him for that, my God. That midnight ride he did over to Donnie's, where he slithered over to the White House,
yes.
Picked up a package of secret special information
sure.
That was going to prove that there's no collusion, and the next day... Went over to the White House like he had a meeting to present this amazing information he found that they had given him the night before.
So what did he do that night? Why didn't he just go straight over there? Nunes.
No. He was getting the info from the White House to then present like, oh, look at what we've unearthed.
So he left. And made a bullshit entrance. Yeah,
he's wearing probably a fake nose and a mustache.
Oh my God.
And sunglasses at night and snuck out. And then went back the next day and had that conference, you know, that press conference outside where he's like, look at this.
So strange.
This bombshell information I presented to the president.
Why the fuck didn't they send someone else to get the shit? So he wouldn't have to, so there wouldn't be it's stupid
because
Watergate,
he knows
right?
what he's doing. Yeah,
yeah,
it's illegal or untoward at the very least. Maybe not illegal, laughable.
Yeah.
And maybe illegal. Maybe it's obstruction.
Right.
I would love to see Mueller bring that fuck down.
Yeah.
And that might be what happened. I mean, you know, Nixon was kind of the ultimate goal when they figured out what was going on. But a lot of people went to jail. People forget. It was Nixon didn't go to jail. He got pardoned famously and everything. But a whole bunch of his toadies did fucking time. I want to see that so badly.
Well, I mean,
I want Devin Nunes to rot in jail for a while.
What's going to happen to this country if people don't go to jail because of this?
Well, it's going to get
ugly. They're going to lose their fucking mind.
It'll get ugly. So there you go. The the memo.
Yes.
You see, Schindler, after his horrible speech, was on his way out. And as all the Republicans, you know, were clamoring to the gangway there as he's going out
to suck him off.
Oh God, yeah. Let me touch him. Maybe it'll cure my dick cancer.
Why in the fuck are they rallying around this guy still? Don't they?
Because they're whores. They're whores.
They don't see the writing on the wall. No. I mean, to me, the writing on the wall says this guy, his days are numbered, right? I mean, maybe I'm being hopeful.
I think they still think that they might pull something, you know, be able to have him just rubber stamp anything. But so will Pence. That's what I don't understand either. Pence will also absolutely sign whatever heinous, horrible Republican laws they put in front of him. So, and even more, he'll ask for more. He wants more anti-gay stuff, more anti-women's choice stuff.
I mean, and you know what could happen? I mean, Trump could attack somebody. He could pull a wag the dog thing, you know? And I don't think that's crazy.
Or they're setting up a false flag terrorist operation like his butt buddy Putin did.
God.
Did. Not speculation.
I
did.
Did it.
Did. False flag in Chechnya.
I mean,
that caused, there was a terrorist attack.
Right.
Turns out they found out that it was done by like Russian intelligence or something.
God.
It was him. It was him. Nothing happens there without him knowing it.
Right.
Especially something like that. And then he was low, like in the 20s approval rating. They hated him, or 20s or 30s at the time. So he scared up a good terrorist attack. And then went in and pummeled the shit out of the Chechens, who they don't like because they figure they're not Russian. They're not white. They're brownish or slightly off white.
Right. I mean, I
and then his approval rating shot up to the 70s.
Yeah.
Because people are dumb and bloodthirsty and horrible.
God, I don't want to get into the whole thing right now, but I read some shit about North Korea and what he's doing, and it really sounds like he wants to do that bloody nose thing. He wants to do a limited strike against North Korea. Why does he think that wouldn't lead to an all-out war? Why would you think that?
Well, yeah, and China's not going to be pleased about that.
And what, there's like, you know, there's all those people in Seoul that live there. There's tons of Americans. All the Americans.
What if he calculates wrong?
Yeah. What if?
What if Kim is like, I don't care about a bloody nose. I'm gonna level Seoul.
Right. I don't know.
Then Trump says, sorry.
Right.
Not my fault. He said I was a dotard.
Well, at that point, does it even matter if he apologizes? I mean, the world's kind of fucked up.
It says in a party line vote, the House Intelligence Committee used a rarely invoked procedure to approve the release of the memo allegedly based on classified documents the Justice Department had provided to the committee, which I believe, as Adam Schiff points out, the Democrat that's on the committee, Devin Nunes hasn't even read.
Oh, my God.
The underlying report.
Right.
That his four-page fantasy is based on.
So he didn't even know what the fuck.
No.
None of this is fucking normal. This is ridiculous.
Trump, of course, has indicated he supports releasing the memo because it's going to be a flashbang to distract against Mueller and prove 100% that the deep state's against him.
Deep state. Oh, yeah.
There was a as they were clamoring in the aisle to try to touch him and grab some orange body part, one of the Republicans said, "You gotta release that memo." And Trump said, "Oh yeah, 100%,
right,
100%."
Good God.
But then he said something about. Think how angry that would make him.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're not talking about that enough.
Is this still in the hot mic moment about?
But they're talking about that where he said, 100%, I'm going to release it. But then he continues on to say that's really going to make him angry.
What the fuck but does nobody's, that mean?
Nobody seems to be talking about who he is angry,
right?
Allegedly with.
Well, that's fucked
or
up.
Who's going to make angry. But he seems delighted that it might make someone angry, so that's probably going to be whoever's telling him not to do it.
How are we... this memo, the FBI doesn't want it released. The guy that wrote the memo didn't read the shit the memo's based upon. What the fuck? What are we doing?
Right. I guess today, Sarah Huckabee Sanders said that contrary to a report claiming to that Trump was going to release the memo after his State of the Union address, quote, there are no current plans to release the House Intelligence Committee's memo. The president has not seen or been briefed on the memo or reviewed its contents.
Oh, my God. But he wants it released.
Right.
What the fuck?
Anything. Well, yeah,
it's just anything,
right? It's going to make them look bad and him, he thinks, look good.
God.
Here's the audio of it. I don't know if you can, how well it's going to be. You're going to be able to.
Great to be here. Let's release the memo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, don't worry. 100%.
Can you imagine?
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Last year, we'd be too angry.
How you doing?
How's it going? How's it going?
He said, can you imagine? He'd be too angry. And I don't know who he's talking about.
Yeah.
He says to him.
God. That's weird. Who the fuck is that?
On a hot mic.
Exchange. Right.
The
hot mic.
I'm trying to get something going here on the computer. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media, you can buy shit through our Crab Diving Amazon link. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Every time you go buy stuff over to the Amazon, and you can help us out here. We get a little commission. It doesn't cost you anything.
We get paid, get baby.
A few little shekels.
Right.
We appreciate those that do and buy shit and stuff like that.
Oh, yes. And follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving.
Let's check out what's going on over at the Drudge Report.
Yes.
Which I really, you know, maybe we should have a meeting and talk about maybe going over to Breitbart. If that's because Drudge used to be, to me, kind of the epitome of right-wing ass baggery headlines and everything. But God, Drudge is
what the fuck?
Almost sane sometimes compared to what's going on over at Breitbart or listen to Alex and stuff like that.
And Breitbart has all that weird racism and white supremacy and all fascism and shit. I mean, Drudge has the same fucking shit. Don't get me wrong. They're racist too.
It's just dog whistly more.
Yeah.
Over at the Drudge Report, the headline says, be afraid, everybody. Navy missile intercept test fails again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, they're getting ready for war with North Korea.
Dude, I
really think they are. And especially with Trump, the way he was talking last night, had that North Korean guy who escaped after his legs were crushed by a train or something like that. And waving his crutches. I mean, horrible, amazing story. But why are you trying? He was just trying to hammer home how horrible and evil North Korea is. Why are you trying to do that?
Well, yeah. And who's that guy, Victor something or other, was going to be our ambassador to South Korea? And then Trump.
We still don't have one, right?
No. They were going to nominate him. And then they pulled him because he doesn't agree with Trump's bloody nose attack or bloody nose strategy. He thinks it's ridiculous and a horrible gamble. So all of a sudden now he's not going to be the ambassador to South Korea, but he was just about to be.
Yeah.
I mean.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, hell on earth.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I feel like what? We are all, it's just like the election. We are sitting around, he's doing all this crazy shit, and he just, all of a sudden, is going to be president, and here we are saying he's doing all this crazy shit, and before you know it, we're going to be at war with North Korea.
Yeah.
How does this shit even stop?
I mean, November, if we're still allowed to vote.
Right.
And then Congress will have him busy with impeachment and right. stuff like that. And his staff will be busy with subpoenas.
Yeah, yeah.
Dealing with committees.
Right.
A test shoot of the SM-3 Block 2A fired from an Aegis ashore test site in Hawaii.
Oh, wee-wee.
Went tits up on Wednesday.
Oh, no.
CNN is reporting. Not
is that what they said?
In those words, no.
Wolf Blitzer said that?
Tits up. The missile is designed to intercept ballistic missiles.
Okay.
If confirmed, it would mark the second unsuccessful test of the Raytheon missile in the past year.
Raytheon.
It also deals a setback to the U.S. missile defense efforts as North Korea...
Yes.
The Rocket Man.
Right, right.
Makes seemingly daily progress on its goal of striking the U.S. mainland with nuclear-armed missiles.
That's so fucked up.
When reached out for comment, U.S. Missile Defense Agency spokesperson declined to comment.
Yes.
The Missile Defense Agency and the U.S. Navy sailors manning the Aegis Ashore Missile Defense Test Complex conducted a live-fire missile flight test using a standard missile SM-3 Block 2A missile launched from the Pacific Jeez. Missile Range Facility, Kauai, Hawaii, Wednesday morning. It's all they said. They acknowledged that there was a launch.
Okay. That's great. Right.
I don't think it went well.
Right.
So be afraid. Be very afraid.
Oh, yeah. Hey, mission accomplished.
Over at Drudge.
Yeah. Good job, guys. We should be.
Is that criticism of Trump? Or is that just we should be afraid and
that's making the
we
case
want to go to war.
That we need to go to war.
Yeah.
Because what if he strikes first and we're not able to protect ourselves? They're making the case for a preemptive strike against fucking, you know, North Korea. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy. And we're crazy if we don't think he's gonna do it. And the Democrats are crazy for not fucking taking this shit seriously.
So the State of the Union was last night.
Oh my God.
You may have heard about it.
Right.
I know a bunch of people I saw on social medias were like, I can't listen to this asshole for an hour and a half.
God, he sucks. He blows.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many different horrible, things that he just didn't said. I don't even know where to start. First, the Americans are dreamers too.
Oh my God. White Lives Matter.
If you go to our Facebook, that's on there.
Americans are dreamers too.
Yeah. Which is
fuck.
Well, right. Also loving that line and tweeting it out. Thank you, Mr. President, was none other than the cuddle bear from Louisiana, David Duke.
Oh, yes. David Duke loved the fucking speech.
Former Grand Vizier, Grand Brazier, Grand
Dick Bag,
Grand Wizard.
Right.
Of the KKK.
Kegel.
After pointing out, this is, I'm reading from Think Progress.
Yes.
After pointing out invited guests whose children were killed by undocumented immigrants, by the way.
Oh, my. Yeah.
This is the people he brings. Their children were killed by immigrants.
Hey, why doesn't he bring the parents of the children that have been killed by gun violence this year? Why don't you
How
do that?
How about some people that were killed by white supremacists?
Yeah.
Where was Kate Steinle's mom?
Right.
Where was Kate Steinle's family?
No fucking shit.
Hmm.
How about the parents of some kids that were maybe killed by policemen?
Well, and all unarmed, he did all night, you know, was just try to paint DACA recipients as raping, killing MS-13 members.
It's nuts.
Which is utterly the wrong thing. I saw a fucking... I'm not even going to pull it up because I can't look at his fucking face. Santorum.
Yes.
Just when you think that carbuncle... Has slithered off into the sunset.
Heard of this guy?
He
lately.
Fucking pops up like a herpes sore.
Ugh.
Over at Fox, I think.
Perfect.
And he was saying, you know, there are DACA recipients who have been proven to be MS-13 members.
What the fuck? The way they are characterizing MS-13 is so fucking ridiculous.
But they're but they're out of DACA.
Right.
If they are found out to be in a gang.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
So this is, again, them trying to say,
yeah,
look, all of them, we got to get rid of all of them.
Yeah,
there might be one or two that were in a gang. Get rid of that med student, that pre-med student. Get rid of that soldier who was over in fucking Iraq and put his life on, his or her life on the line.
Yeah.
And is now back here being threatened to be fucking deported. And that's another thing.
Right.
If you do your time in our armed services, they should hand you,
oh my God,
citizenship papers on your way with your honorable discharge. Yeah.
I mean, it's true, like, MS-13 has overran some cities in Central America, but not here. We our cities aren't controlled by fucking MS-13.
Well, there's shit going on. They need to be kept an eye on.
But,
yeah,
but Trump,
something needs to be done.
But Trump is mischaracterizing what they're doing here. I mean, he's lying about it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, over...
In America.
It's bad. Right, right, right. But the MS-13 is awful, and they do need to be... They are a multinational, cartelish kind
right.
of a thing. I heard Kamala Harris talking about him last night, and she said in California, as attorney general, one of my main directives was we were going after international money laundering, drugs, and human trafficking, of which MS-13 is very deeply involved. And she said they're one of the more violent gangs out there. But... that has nothing to do with DACA recipients. That has nothing to do with DACA recipients.
And like what he said last night, he's actually going to be a great recruiting tool for MS-13.
Well, sure.
I mean,
just like all of his anti-Muslim rhetoric has been used as recruiting shit for ISIS.
It's fucked up.
Great job, Republicans.
Oh, my God.
You done great this time.
Thank you.
God, the first comment down here, this is defensenews.com.
Oh shit. The fuck is that?
The link from Drudge.
Theorieth.
About the missile that, had erectile dysfunction.
Oh shit.
The first comment, CNN isn't just fake news. Oh, from Navarre.
Oh, okay.
Here in Florida.
Right.
Makes more sense now. CNN isn't just fake news, they're stupid news. If North Korea is such a major threat, how is this in the best interest of our nation to be publishing the news?
they're saying, why are you reporting on this defense
CNN
thing?
CNN was apparently the report that was cited by defensenews.com. But they didn't say that CNN broke it. Oh, it does say CNN was the first to report.
Well, I mean... it's better to know more shit than less shit, don't you think?
Yeah, I think so. According to several administration officials, it says.
Right. Well, then why don't they keep this shit secret?
The Pentagon is not... I'm on the actual CNN report now. The Pentagon is not publicly acknowledging the failure of a key ballistic missile defense test. Due in part to sensitivity surrounding North Korea's participation in the upcoming Olympic Games and continuing tensions with the leader, Kim Jong-un.
Yeah.
Tensions 100% exacerbated by the fuck fingers of the Twitter-in-chief.
God, look at what the last Republican president did. He went into Iraq. A big reason was his fucking dad. His dad didn't finish the fucking job. So he had a hard-on to go into Iraq. And now, for some reason, Schittler has a hard-on to go after this Kim Jong-un for some fucking reason.
One reason alone.
Flashbang from distraction?
Literal and figurative.
God, it's so fucked up.
Presidents always do better when we're in a war.
Right.
They're more popular. George Bush, after
9/11. People were scared.
God, I saw... you know who has the highest approval rating in modern history at any time? George fucking Bush, right after 9/11. Oh, right after 9/11.
The fucking lies.
82%, something like that.
That's insane.
And don't think Trump doesn't see that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Ew. There was a train accident carrying members of Congress. The driver, sadly, one of the drivers did die.
Oh, man.
But fortunately, all the members of the Republican legislature's yes. families were uninjured.
Right.
Man,
that must have been terrifying.
Well, and then again,
train crash.
You know, it made me turn off the television feed.
Yeah.
Today, because it's just.
How's it? After a while, there's no fucking news.
Breathless. And then, here's somebody who's on the train. Oh, what happened? Well, I don't know. I was sitting reading and I felt a really big jolt. And
guess what?
That's it.
It was terrifying.
And then the train stopped real quick.
Yes. That's it.
Okay. Well, how did you feel? I don't want to shit on who said it, but one of the news people,
yes,
said, "Well, did you see Speaker Ryan when it was happening? Were you able to see how he was? How did Speaker Ryan react? What was he doing? Who the fuck cares?
It's salacious.
Why don't you fucking ask him? Yeah,
it's salacious. They want an interesting story about Paul Ryan or something.
Desperation to fill an hour.
Yeah.
Of." Breathless. Their producers say you got to cover the train for an hour,
right? Because everybody wants to know, and the ratings go up, and all that shit.
Good God,
God. Meanwhile, we got our president laying the groundwork to fucking nuke North Korea or whatever the fuck he's gonna do.
President Trump said at the State of the Union speech that he would protect citizens because, quote, Americans are dreamers too.
Oh my God.
So tonight, I am extending an open hand, my very large, strong hand.
Oh, yes.
To work with members of both parties. Oh, wait, I'm going too fast.
Right.
Democrats and Republicans to protect our citizens of every background, color, religion, and creed. As long as they're white and Christian.
Oh, my God. Who the fuck does he think he is?
My duty and the sacred duty of every elected official in this chamber is to defend Americans, to protect their safety, their families, their communities.
Oh, my God.
And their right to the American dream, because Americans are dreamers, too.
America first.
So creepy.
Americans are dreamers, too.
That reference came right after he claimed undocumented immigrants and open borders led to deaths of the children of four invited guests.
Ugh. That, it's just shameless. It's fucking bullshit.
I think Progress says here, by virtue of their status, DACA recipients ostensibly have lawful presence in the country. But federal immigration agents are still detaining them for potential deportation.
That's insane, man.
The average age of entry for most DACA recipients, the average age at which they came to that were brought into this country.
Pretty young, right?
Six.
6 years old.
The average.
I'm trying to remember when I was six.
Well, you could have made the decision to tell your parents, fuck off, I'm not going to that country with you.
I don't want to immigrate.
Do you have documents, Dad?
Oh, yeah, why didn't you check with your parents?
Why didn't you turn them in when you figured it out at eight?
This is so fucking racist. It's so ridiculous. It's so fucked up. It's beyond comprehension what this guy wants to do. It's wrong.
David Duke tweeted right afterwards, thank you, President Trump. Americans are dreamers, too.
Oh, my God. What a piece of shit. Unreal, man.
David fucking Duke.
Unfucking real.
Loved him some Trump bullshit.
Oh, yes.
As many of David Duke's ilk do. See, now, if you're Trump's gone. He's a racist. He's a scumbag. He's a Nazi shithole.
Absolutely.
But if you're a Republican that almost pretends to still have ethics, and you see David Duke lavishing praise on what the leader of your party is doing, might not that give one pause? Am I crazy? I'm attributing human
crazy
emotions upon these people,
because
which
you just have
might
to
be my error.
Go back in time to shit he said on the campaign trail. He said some shit that any normal person should have been, you know what? Fuck this guy. He's a fucking racist. I don't want him as my president. I don't give a fuck who he is.
Yeah.
And they didn't fucking care. And they didn't fucking care when he said there were good people on both sides at Charlottesville. And that you had fucking white supremacists marching with no fucking hood. And those fucking craven Republicans didn't care that Trump said there were good people on both sides. They didn't give a fuck.
Right. Breaking.
Yes.
Breaking news from, I need to get a breaking news drop.
Oh, yes.
You can play the first
couple. Some bells. Hey, Kate.
I can play the first couple of seconds. Breaking news, everyone, from, nobody else can hear that but us.
Right.
There was an automatic video plan.
Okay.
Goddamn video. Listen to the new Hollywood Hick, by the way.
Is there a new one tonight?
No, it started streaming warm for all of you on crabdiving.com/live on the 7s, 7 a.m., 7 p.m.
And at midnight,
Pacific,
right?
Pacific.
Yes.
The previous one is at midnight.
Okay.
But the it's not yet out on iTunes. I need to publish it. Which hopefully will happen today. So
yes,
this evening, download you some new Hollywood.
Right. It'll show up on all our social media and all that bullshit.
Breaking news from the CNN. Oh, fake God. News.
What bad shit is happening now?
It says Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, Stein, visited the White House in December seeking President Donald Trump's help. The top Justice Department official in the Russia investigation wanted Trump's support in fighting off document demands from House Intelligence Chairman Devin Nunes.
Oh, my God.
Nunes.
So Trump knew Nunes was up to some bullshit.
Well, Nunes is his I said Nunes is the... I tweeted this, I think. Nunes is the jockstrap watcher for team treason.
Right.
He really is.
Little mascot.
Says the president had other priorities ahead of a key appearance by Rosenstein on the Hill, according to sources familiar with the meeting. Trump wanted to know where the special counsel's Russia investigation was heading. So, Rosenstein is like, look, you gotta get Nunes off my balls, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, this is nuts. There's no reason that he needs these highly classified, in some cases, documents.
Yeah.
Devin Nunes was caught in shenanigans. But of course, they were shenanigans for
right.
Trump, so Trump's gonna completely excuse him. But Trump didn't. That's not the subject Trump wanted to talk about.
Right.
So, hey, Rod, how's it going? How's Russia?
Right. You guys still investigating that?
He wanted to know whether Rosenstein was quote on my team. Are you
God.
On my team, Ron?
How fucked up.
That's
wow. That's breaking.
More obstruction.
Yeah, yeah. The Republic, but see, that's the Republicans won't give a fuck about that. I can't imagine they'd care.
Rosenstein allegedly said to Trump, "Of course, we're all on your team, Mr. President."
Oh yeah, no shit. Everybody's on his fucking team. All those GOP dickheads.
The episode is the latest to come to light, portraying a president whose inquiries sometimes cross a line that presidents traditionally have tried to avoid when dealing with the justice.
Why are we just now, bless you.
Department, excuse me.
Why are we just now hearing about this from Rosenstein?
We didn't hear from Rosenstein. Somebody
leaked it.
Done leaked it, yeah.
Yeah.
The exchange could raise further questions about whether Trump was seeking to interfere in the investigation.
God, of course he was. Of fucking course.
They say at the December meeting, the deputy attorney general appeared surprised by the president's questions. He demurred.
Right.
Ooh, look at me. I'm demurring.
Yeah, what the
on
fuck?
On the direction of the Russia investigation,
God.
Which Rosenstein has ultimate authority over.
Oh, okay.
Now that Jeff Bosesh has recused himself.
Right.
Which still pisses off Trump.
God.
It says he responded awkwardly to the president's request. Are you on my team?
Why didn't Rosenstein like come forward with this? Why didn't he resign? Why didn't he?
Well, I mean, some of these people. Well, God, if Rosenstein resigns, Trump puts Louis Gohmert in there. Or Trump puts Rudy Giuliani in there.
Maybe Mueller knew about that. Do you think Mueller already knew that this happened?
And there's been stories. They didn't name anybody, but the Michael Wolff's book says that there are people in the administration at high levels who really are only staying because they think they're even though a shitstorm of a disaster is happening, they're mitigating some of it.
Mitigating meaning
lessening.
They're helping like, America.
Yeah, look what he wanted to do.
Right,
kind of stuff.
God,
and that might be Rosenstein.
Yeah,
like these career FBI guys, they're not necessarily that partisan.
Right. I mean, they probably want to do their fucking job. I think.
Right, and be left the fuck alone. Rosenstein's meeting with the president came as Rosenstein was preparing to testify before the House Judiciary Committee. Trump appeared focused on Rosenstein's testimony.
Right.
Going to tell him. According to a source.
Yes.
He brought it up with the deputy attorney general.
God.
One of the sources said Trump also had suggested questions to members of Congress to ask Rosenstein.
What? So he was going to give Rosen.
Hey, Jim Jeffers or whatever that fuck face's name. Jordan. Jim Jordan. Hey, Jim Jordan from Ohio. I got a question you can ask. You can ask Rosenstein.
Because Rosenstein has to answer to the Congress, right?
They have oversight. Yeah.
So, God, Trump's like, just do my bidding, guys.
One line of inquiry they say Trump proposed that lawmakers ask was whether Rosenstein appointed Mueller as special counsel to investigate Russian meddling because Mueller was not selected as FBI director. It's a payback.
Oh, my God.
Ask him if he was getting back at me because I didn't make him FBI director.
Good God damn. That's what Trump meant. When he wanted to fire Mueller back in, what was it, May or June? That was one of the reasons.
Yeah, because I didn't hire him as FBI director.
That's crazy.
And he didn't like the fees at my gov course.
Oh, my God, Trump. Not everyone is like you. Most people aren't like you, except if they're, in the GOP.
They say Trump believes Rosenstein was upset that Mueller wasn't selected as FBI director and therefore responded by appointing him as special counsel.
Oh my God.
Those questions were not asked at the hearing.
Right.
So even the Republicans were like, we can't.
Jeez.
We can't go there.
Right.
That's bad shit.
I mean, this is all bad shit.
He said, as long as you're following. At the hearing, Rosenstein repeatedly declined to say whether Trump had ever asked him about the Russian investigation. But he testified he'd never received any improper orders from Trump.
Good God.
Denied that he ever asked him to pledge loyalty.
Right.
Nobody's asked me to take a loyalty pledge other than the oath of office, Rosenstein said.
So why would he ask Comey? And I just assumed he would have that conversation with everybody that he had on his team. You're gonna do what I say? Are you gonna be my guy, quote unquote?
While searching for Comey's, this is more from CNN. While searching for Comey's replacement, Trump interviewed acting FBI Director Andrew McCabe, former acting
right
FBI. Yeah, Trump asked McCabe who he voted for during that interview.
Good God.
McCabe did not vote for president in 2016, but did vote in the Republican primary in Virginia.
Did you vote for me?
But don't forget, how's your wife feel being a loser?
All right.
Being a loser. We didn't even talk about that. He asked McCabe, what's up with the wife getting all that money from Terry McAuliffe, and said, does your wife know how it feels to be a loser?
That makes me think that Trump really maybe is kind of mentally ill. I mean, if he thinks everyone is out to get him.
Yeah.
He's crazy.
So there you go. Breaking hot off the presses news over at CNN. Trump allegedly asked Rosenstein if he was on his team.
I mean, how would that even be on his radar that he would think to ask the FBI director what his wife's politics are and, like, how did it feel to lose that election?
Because
like,
he's 100% obsessed with killing the Russian investigation. And the only way he's going to do that is to put servile ball suckers in.
Right. Yes, men.
Right.
God, he couldn't find any? Or he found some.
There's some news about Strzok that came out.
Right. The texting and all that
shit. Yeah, one of the lovebirds.
Oh, yes.
Peter Doocy loves saying.
Yes.
What are the FBI lovebirds?
Oh, fuck you, Fox and Friends.
Peter Strzok, the FBI agent who conservatives want to hang and want in jail, I've seen many comments like that.
I mean, aren't we allowed to say negative shit about our president via text?
You hate America. You should be thrown in jail.
Yes.
Strzok actually played a key role in drafting the letter by former FBI Director James Comey that reopened the investigation on Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my God. Jesus.
He co-wrote the first draft of Comey's letter, effectively announced that the FBI had reopened the probe in October into Clinton's emails, which was a pivotal moment in the 2016 presidential election.
Oh, my God.
In the text messages that now we have, all the missing text messages, you know, have we heard anything, by the way?
No.
Those texts, where are those 50,000 text messages, which was a made-up number, by the way. Trump said that. Trump said, there's 50,000 text messages missing. It sounded like there was 50,000 text messages between Strzok and Page. No!
In general.
Yes.
Right.
Hundreds of phones it affected. the glitch or whatever.
But don't we want to hear about these text messages so we can figure out what the secret fucking society is?
They've got them.
Right. So what happened? So what happened to the secret fucking society, guys, that you were so fucking concerned about?
You know they whipped some congressional aides into a frenzy and said, you're staying all up all night and you're reading every single page of all these texts.
Find
and
something.
I want that smoking gun. I want Hillary in jail by the morning.
They couldn't find shit.
And have we heard anything?
No. And if they had something, my God, we would know about it.
Maybe they're working on a memo about it.
You know, it's weird, right? You know, it's weird. We keep hearing all these things, these revelations about possible collusion, possible obstruction of justice
collusion.
By our president. I mean, we're hearing little bits that seem to be real. There's evidence, there's arrests, there's indictments. Well, what about on Trump's side? What about on Trump's side?
No collusion.
Yeah. Why aren't we hearing any information that backs up anything that lying motherfucker is saying?
It says the report. This report dispels one of the central Republican talking points, painting Strzok as hyper-partisan pro-Clinton FBI stooge.
Oh, my God. He's a big pot-smoking hippie, right?
So there you go, Peter Strzok. This might be part of the memo. I don't know if they use any of the text messages in part of Devin's ridiculous memo.
Right.
But they cherry pick those too. That's how we got secret society for about 12 hours. As the big
out of context.
Yeah, Fox said what 20 some times on Fox and Friends News was saying secret society. Apparently, there's a secret society. Did you hear? There's a secret society. There's a secret society. And the next day,
nothing.
Cricket, cricket, cricket.
Nothing.
Cricket. Yeah. After they found out it was a joke,
right?
Because you read the text message right before it, or the text message right after it. But these assholes, these evil, horrible dickholes, are picking and choosing and cherry picking, and that's all the fucking memo is supposed to be. And the FBI, I think it was last night, said, and there's things that are just wrong.
But if it's in that memo, it looks people, the idiots are going to fucking believe it. And it's going to buy that Schittler some time.
The FBI said there are things in the memo that are factually incorrect. I don't care. I think
he doesn't give
the
a
world
fuck.
Needs to see it. But so far, his Justice Department, his guys,
yes.
the FBI.
Right.
And a whole bunch of other people are saying, you can't release this memo. It'll be damaging in greatly ways, bigly.
Yeah.
Tremendous ways.
But it's getting released anyway, right?
Oh, he wants it released because he thinks it's going to...
Just fuck it.
It's going to vindicate him.
I mean, we'd be naive to think that he would give a shit about how it would...
No, yes, getting, yes. Yeah, profoundly so naive stupid. To think that of any impact on anything beside him.
I mean, he's toying with the idea of giving North Korea a quote-unquote bloody nose. What do you think that's going to do to Southeast Asia? What do you think it's going to do to the fucking planet? We don't even fucking know.
That'll happen right before Mueller's going to release his findings, yes. probably.
God, I mean, it just feels like... I mean, I know what do we do, but damn, doesn't seems like everybody should be more alarmed. I mean, it's just we're just getting normalized. You know, we're just getting normalized to weird bullshit going on in his administration. And then there's so much of it. You just sit back and you read it and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck it. You know.
The FBI statement says the FBI takes seriously its obligations to the FISA court. And its compliance with procedures overseen by career professionals in the Department of Justice and the FBI, we are committed to working with the appropriate oversight entities to ensure the continuing integrity of the FISA process. With regard to the House Intelligence Committee's memorandum,
yes,
the FBI was provided a limited opportunity to review this memo the day before the committee voted to release it.
God damn.
As expressed during our initial review, we have grave concerns about material omissions of fact.
Oh, my God.
That fundamentally impact the memo's accuracy. In other words,
this is a lie.
Cherry picked bullshit.
So, like, this is crazy. This is bananas. They are lying. They are fucking racist fucking liars.
Yeah, traitors.
They're treasonous.
Well,
I mean, right. it's like when are people going to wake up to this shit? Just listen to that. They're going to release a memo about a really important thing that's not true. It's just bullshit.
God. No, and sure enough, Trump. When was this? Oh, this is during the State of the Union address. Trump said. North Korea's reckless pursuit of nuclear missiles could very soon threaten our homeland.
Oh, my God. He's laying the groundwork to nuke North Korea. Somebody has to stop this guy.
Incredible people.
Oh, wait. Oh, and he had the parents of Otto Warmbier, the tourist that was... stole a poster or something and they threw him in a gulag and he came back brain dead, that guy. Sadly.
Oh my God.
And then he
passed.
Yeah. His parents were in the audience. So we had two people to prove, look how evil and awful North Korea is.
It's a shame. It's these fucking optics of these fucking racists that they're swayed so easily. One person.
I think he's setting people up. Get ready for war, and a lot of people say that out in pundit land.
Yeah.
But that the creepiest part of his whole fucking speech.
Yeah.
Of his whole horrible shit speech was that that part right there where he is somehow painting them as the great evil.
I would like to think that I know that the Dems are in the minority and their hands are tied and all this other shit. I would like to think that they are back channeling with some fucking Republicans or something to figure something out. I mean, we deserve that. The American people deserve that. That, you know what I mean? They have to stand up to these Republicans. They really do. I don't know. What do you think?
Oh, it's funny. There's a headline over at Raw Story. It says CNN's Jake Tapper slams the AWOL Republicans who are tolerating Trump's efforts to stop the Russia probe.
Right.
It boggles the mind, he said.
It's insane.
Yeah. And the sane Republicans who are no longer running,
right,
who are now pundits on telly,
right,
are all saying the same thing. Nicole Wallace over at MSNBC, she's like, this is insane.
Yeah, well, fuck, Nicole, late to the fucking party.
Well, she was also speculating. I don't know if she's got information to this or not, but she's like, how do we know that Trump didn't help write the Devin Nunes memo?
Why should we assume he didn't?
Or have, you know, send a toadie to help Devin write it.
He wrote the evidence to shut down the Russia investigation.
He
it's a mess.
Sounds like he for sure one of those attorney client privilege conversations that Crotch Spawn Jr. had with Daddykins on the plane when they were when Trump allegedly came up with the look, here's your story. It was you sat down and you thought it was going to be all about kids and adoption.
Yeah, yeah.
And that bitch started saying offering you stuff.
Oh, my God. We should all be outraged. This is so fucking stupid. We should all be outraged at this guy who said when he was fucking for running for office, he was pretty upfront about wanting to fuck the planet up. He said bad shit about NATO. He said some pretty scary shit about North Korea.
Yeah.
And he's doing some pretty scary shit now. And we should just be outraged. Russia fucked with our election, and now look where we are.
Over at Newsweek, Chuck Hagel, former defense secretary, is warning the Republican, BT Dubs, warning.
Didn't he work for Obama? I thought he was.
He might have hung on for a while, but he was GW's boy.
Right.
Hagel said that a bloody nose strike would be a major gamble and a deadly one. Let's be smart, he said. If you want to bet that if you're going to attack North Korea, however you're going to do that, and think that Kim Jong-un and the North Koreans are not going to retaliate, that's a pretty big gamble.
That's insane.
I would not take that gamble, he said.
Oh, geez.
If war with North Korea broke out, there would, quote, be literally millions of dead people in South Korea. Tens of thousands of Americans dead. We have about 30,000 troops along the DMZ, plus other Americans there as well. Probably Japan also doesn't come out of this with some catastrophe.
This is nuts. It's bananas.
It says the Trump administration has reportedly been mulling a bloody nose strike for some time.
God, it is unreal.
Oh, and then they mentioned Victor Cha, who you talked about earlier, the nominee for ambassador to South Korea, who was like, no, that won't work.
And guess what? He's not the nominee anymore.
He wrote an op-ed for the WAPO.
Yes.
Quote, while our population in Japan might be protected by U.S. missile defenses, today we saw how great they might be.
Yay.
While our population in Japan might be protected by U.S. missile defenses, the U.S. population in South Korea, let alone millions of South Koreans, has no similar defenses against a barrage of North Korean artillery.
Schittler doesn't give a shit, or he doesn't understand that. I don't know.
Cha said, to be clear, the president would be putting at risk an American population the size of a medium U.S. city, Pittsburgh, let's say, or Cincinnati, on the assumption that a crazy and undeterrable dictator will be rationally cowed by a demonstration of U.S. kinetic power.
Where's the evidence? Is there any intelligence that backs up like what he thinks that we're going to bloody North Korea's nose and they're going to go oh, yeah, you guys are right. Good point. Let's lay down our weapons and, you know.
November 2017 report estimated as many as 300,000 would die in the first couple of days.
In the first couple of days.
Without nukes.
Oh, yeah. Conventional
without
weapons going over the DMZ
the
in
use
Seoul, right?
Of nukes.
Oh, God. This is maddening. It's fucking maddening.
Chuck Hagel said Trump has made the situation worse with tweets, such as when he boasted he has a bigger nuclear button than Kim.
Oh, my God. So, I mean, like, Kim Jong-un would probably think that, I mean, would he think a bloody nose strike is that, or would he think that the U.S. is just out to annihilate him? Well, what would you think if you were in his shoes?
Former defense secretary called on Trump to cut the tension Let's cut the nonsense and bravado. Well, that's all he's got.
Yep.
His nonsense and bravado. How can Trump cut that? That's his life. That's his career. Nonsense and bravado. That should be his the name of his biography.
You know, it seems like when you think about how horrible this is and the amount of people that could die, I mean, maybe fucking Chuck Schumer should waddle over to the White House and say, listen, if you resign today, this Russia shit will go away. You won't die in fucking jail, you fucking idiot.
Mm. But then we get Pence.
But
with Pence, we probably won't.
Yeah.
Do a preemptive strike on North Korea.
I mean, it would be something because I don't.
But they're out there, Bolton. Bolton hasn't used Viagra in weeks. Yeah, because he wants it. Hit him. Hit him now. That's the only way they're going to understand.
Let's get Iran while we're at it.
And they're saying that he'll be so, he won't believe it. He'll be so terrified that we're going to level his country and remove him from power that he'll just say, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm going to take my missiles apart. You win.
Well, then, hey, Bolton, if you believe that, go down to Seoul for it then. Put your money where your mouth is. Live there.
Oh, that should be a rule.
Yeah. It should be something.
That should be a rule.
God.
You get to go live in Seoul if you think we should have a preemptive strike against Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. God. Boy, I hope the next time we have elections, oh man, the progressives don't get all fucked up over like not having their ideal candidate and vote for the wrong guy again. Oh my God, what a fuck up. This is a fucking fuck up.
Speaking of fucking fuck-ups, Eric Trump.
You know, Barracuda face. Fucking dickhead.
I'm sure it wasn't any kind of real news show. Oh, it wasn't. It was Fox and Friends.
Yay.
He's upset. He's all sad, Barracuda face.
Yes.
that the evil Democrats in Congress didn't stand up and applaud for Daddykins enough.
They should have walked out.
And they hate God, apparently.
Oh my God, you dickhead.
Because did you hear the emphasis he put on, and I tweeted out, here's a giant fuck you to the rest of the country, to people in this country that don't believe in the Christian God. And Trump said, we are the country of in God we trust. I mean, it was really kind of like that. It's like, creepy. Fuck you, fuck you.
That's so fucking creepy.
Which is crap.
It's garbage.
From him, it's crap.
Absolutely. You just fucking banged a porn star when you're married without rubber, dude.
Yeah, you can see Pence got a little twitch in his pants when he said that.
Now that's... Yeah, he squirted.
Oh my God, I tweeted a whole fuck of a lot of this. I'm trying to find the specific tweet.
Right.
I was a little prolific during the
State
of the Union. Paul Ryan had a little Freudian slip maybe when he was introducing Trump.
What did he do?
He said, "I have the ladies and gentlemen, I have the distinct privilege and honor of presenting, I swear to God, that's exactly how he said it, presenting the president of the United States.
You know, I think at this point, there is no forgiving these Republicans that have propped him up. There's no forgiving them. But if they could do something now, maybe they could redeem themselves a little bit. If they could find it in their hearts to prevent World War fucking III. You know, they don't give
also breaking with tradition last night.
Yes.
Melania Trump didn't ride with Donnie to the big party. She showed up all alone, walked in wearing her white pantsuit.
She must have been real comfortable in her chair.
Well, you know, what's funny is I'm going to play this. I apologize for the Fox and Friends clip. But Eric Trump.
Barracuda face.
Whining and pissing and moaning that we don't love daddy enough.
Oh, my God.
But during one of the lines that he complains about the In God We Trust or something like that, they showed the royal box.
Yes.
And Melania was sitting down. She didn't fucking stand up for it.
Right. I saw that. She didn't.
And really, if you think Nancy Pelosi had a look of just profound hatred on her face all night, you should have seen the cutovers right. to Melania. Melania ain't having any of it. The reports are she's livid about right. the payoffs to Stormy Daniels.
Whatever, Melania. Yeah, you should be livid, but damn.
She thinks it doesn't really make her look bad, but
right.
it's an embarrassing. If he's cheating on her, he's the yes. dickwad. Here's Eric Trump. I apologize.
Boo.
On Fox and Friends.
What a fucking dickhead.
In a foursome.
Eric, Newt Gingrich was on, former speaker, and he was on with us, and he said the speech was so phenomenal. And
oh,
so
God.
Phenomenal. It was phenomenal. It was so phenomenal.
Newt fucking Gingrich. I thought we were done with him.
No, of course
not. I really
not.
Did think we were done with him, but the fact that he was able to crawl out of his hole.
Yes.
And rejoin normal-ish society.
Right.
Tells you right here what's wrong with our country.
God damn.
So good. He said he hopes that your dad will stay on message and won't go to Twitter and say anything wild and crazy before the Sunday shows, because he said he thinks the Democrats are going to taunt him and put the, you know, dangle the carrot in front of him and try to get him to say something before the Sunday shows. What's your response?
Maybe. What I did see last night, though, is I was focused on the Democrats, and I honestly think they're scared. You know, if I look around the room, they don't have that mess.
Well, I mean, listen,
they're not scared. Yeah, they're scared for the country. They're scared that you fascist parasites, you worthless, stupid shitbag that
yes.
has succeeded and failed upward in life because of the privileged cum that you were produced from.
Why did the Democrats, why did they show up to this? Why not?
Some of them didn't. And others, like Luis Gutierrez, was asked that question. And he said, I'm going to stand right in front of that fucker, basically, and show him
that yeah.
he's got to get through us.
Right. I guess. Does he? I think he is.
Well, he's still got his Freedom Caucus.
Right.
If they could get their own people together.
Right.
You don't think this would be 1,000 times worse?
No, yeah. It would be.
Look around the room. They don't have that message. They don't have the personality to go against him. They were sitting there. They looked, quite frankly, defeated. I thought it was really interesting. I mean, they didn't stand for anything. When they said, in God we trust, when my father mentioned, in God we trust, the guiding principle
right.
of this country, no one stood. When he talked about...
Oh, did you hear Ducey? Oh, right, right. I saw those evil Democrats not stand when he said, what? In God we trust.
What does this dickhead know about anything? My God. What a fucking asshole.
And why are we listening to him?
I have no...
Why do we care about
his opinion?
Fucking
idea.
He's not a policymaker.
Right.
He's a load from the president.
Right.
The eventual president.
Yeah. Maybe he thinks that his daddy's a king and he's going to inherit the throne.
Right.
I don't know.
They better take a look at their net worth, because that brand
is shitting the bed. No, people don't want to stay at your fucking hotels because it's embarrassing. They're embarrassed by you.
Scrambling to spray paint over the gaudy giant gold right. Trump letters.
Hey, Eric, what do you think is going to happen to you and your fucking rich society when daddy's not president anymore? Are people going to respect him? Are they going to want to associate with this motherfucker? I mean, I hope not. I hope he doesn't win in 2020.
I guess this is good news?
Yes.
U.S. Appeals Court today upheld the structure of the U.S. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau.
Okay.
Determining it is constitutional to bar the president from firing its director at will.
Oh, wow.
Even as the Trump administration works to weaken the body.
God, this
drives me crazy.
I didn't know that was happening.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. I think, aren't they the only reason we learned about the was it Morgan Chase or what bank?
Oh, Wells Fargo.
Wells
right?
Fargo.
It was that entity yeah. that told us they were creating
fake accounts and
for
charging
their
people.
Customers?
Yeah.
Oh my God. And then would you want to get rid of something named that? The name of it, you would think it's
because
good,
it
right?
It stops evil rich people from stealing from people, Ryan. We don't want that.
Oh, yeah, right?
How is that money going to trickle down if we can't steal it from people?
How am I going to stay evil and rich with this nasty entity right. telling people what the fuck I'm up
and
to?
Under my dictatorship, those fucking, that CEO and every old white toady that works for him is rotten in jail.
Oh, yeah. Totally, man. If you're in Iceland, they would be.
And weekly stockades with
tomatoes.
With rotten tomatoes and dog shit.
Oh, yes.
We'll make some money. We'll charge for bags of dog
shit.
Oh,
yeah,
to sling at them.
Right.
The ruling overturns a November 2016 decision that had given presidents the power to dismiss the CFPB director,
right.
marks the latest development in a complicated fight over leadership of the agency, which was established to crack down on predatory financial practices. Now, this is Trump. Didn't Trump run on, look at the evil elite stealing money from you?
Oh, yeah, he totally did.
Corruption.
He is an evil elite.
How
did even the fucking mouth-breathing bottom dwellers believe in this bullshit because of racism? Because he was like, I'm going to make America white again. That's the only reason people bought into this shit.
And now they can't wait. I mean, he's got what's his face? Dick Face McGee. Mulvaney, Mick Mulvaney is over there running things now. Mick Mulvaney, when he was in Congress, tried to defund the CFPB, tried to get rid of it, didn't want it. That's the one that Elizabeth Warren championed.
Yeah.
And then Congress would not allow her to run it because right. they hate her.
Oh, yeah.
So she ended up running for Senate.
Right.
That's how she might still be the chairperson of the CFPB if they hadn't tried to block her from it.
Yeah.
The commission that she championed and basically helped start.
Oh, wow. And then that's how she got her start in the Senate.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
So she was like, okay, well, maybe I'll run for Senate.
God, run for president. Do we want her to be president or something? Or
yeah, she'd be better than most. Yeah. I would, yeah, sure. I mean, she's no spring chicken either.
No,
but,
not at all. But
she's a woman, and I think we need that.
Yes, I think we need.
I think we really do.
The Democrats, they need to put women and people of color out there as the face of their party.
Yeah.
To show the planet, the rest of our country that's getting fucked, that we're with you guys or something.
So good news from the appeals court saying that, well, Trump will hate it, though. What do you mean the president can't fire somebody? What do you mean?
You're not a benevolent dictator, fuckface.
Oh, he's just continually upset by that fact.
Oh, yeah. Quit bumming me out.
Buzz, you're killing my presidential buzz.
Bitch, don't kill my vibe.
I can feel your energy from two planets away. That's Kendrick Lamar.
Remember? Yes.
There was a tweet, in fact, earlier. One of the creepier lines also of many.
Boo.
In Schindler's speech last night.
Yes.
Was basically when he said, I'm going to ask Congress. Let me see if I can find the quote. He wants to give the cabinet.
Right.
The power to fire everybody that works for government anywhere.
Why?
Because they disagree with him. He has to purge.
What? Hey, just request a crown and a scepter. Why not that?
This is from Slate. Donald Trump's first State of the Union was a deeply dangerous speech. It was deeply dangerous because he finally followed in the footsteps of European leaders like Hungarian President Viktor Orban.
Yes.
Who long ago learned to give an attractive look to authoritarian populism. Under the cover of his soothing rhetoric, lying, I'll say, about unity and bipartisanship.
Yes.
By the way, he said, here are my four pillars of what we're going to do on immigration. And right. It's the same bullshit. We're going to end
chain migration,
which sane people like to call family reunification.
Like we were talking about this crab diving offline, that it's just like 3 to 4 people.
And
right?
He lied in the State of the Union address saying that it basically allows them to bring hundreds of people, anybody they want, unlimited amounts. And that's, some Democrats even booed. That's the only time you really heard them go, no,
God,
no.
Damn.
No, that's a lie.
That's good. More booing, more yelling at this fucking guy.
Tonight, he said,
yes.
I call on Congress to empower every cabinet secretary with the authority to reward good workers and to remove federal employees who undermine the public trust or fail the American people.
He doesn't want people standing up to him about his evil immigration bullshit.
Which means cabinet secretaries can fire McCabe, can fire anybody that disagrees with him or might be, I don't know, involved in any kind of investigation of him.
Oh, yeah, that's
because
true.
That's undermining public trust and it's failing the American people. He said that.
Right.
It's, this Russia thing has to end. It's hurting our country. Russia's laughing at us.
There is no public trust. To sane people, there is no public trust. And imagine if you're a person of color. There's no fucking public trust. That's gone. That ship has fucking sailed. That's laughable.
How terrifying is that?
It's fucking ridiculous.
I mean, they say it's unlikely to pass. It's unlikely it'll even come up. I mean, it's one of those. But,
right.
But there was a tweet I found from... The Mahir Zelyanov.
Oh, good job. Jeez.
Chief editor of the Globe Post. His Twitter bio says, standing up to populist autocrats wherever they are.
Yes.
We like this guy.
Right.
He tweeted, Turks gave Erdogan that power in 2016. 150,000 non-loyalist public employees have been fired since then. 150,000
oh
people
God.
Who might have simply voted against Erdogan, but that's against the public interest.
Damn. I mean, you know, this Trump, I don't know what the answer to this is, but he obviously is thinking outside the box, and he will do anything to stay in power, to fucking not... get this, I don't know, to not have the Russia shit investigated.
Yeah, I'm serious. Be afraid. Be very afraid of some kind of false flag bullshit. I'm not being hyperbolic because being hyperbolic means you're overinflating the possibility of something. I'm not overinflating this.
No.
I'm sure it has crossed his mind. He may not be able to do it. Or come up with it, or say he wants to do it. But I know that's crossed that fucker's mind.
Yeah.
And
a false flag.
We've had reports that he's like, wow, I hope there's a terrorist attack. That'll help me so much.
It's like the country has to wake up and realize what we're in the middle of, you know? We're in the middle of a really bad spot in our country. This is not good.
Yeah.
It's horrible. We got to do something. Something has to be done. This is fucking nuts.
And that's one of the reasons that kind of the system works the way it does, is you have career people, lifers,
right.
who are supposed to be nonpartisan.
Yeah, that keep the government running and
right.
don't allow people to do shit like
this. So we don't have this shit where it's top to bottom people that are just yes men who agree with you. But that's what the Republicans want, because that's the only way they can win.
Right.
Gerrymandering, cheating. Yesterday I saw the headline, there was some other Republican, or might have been today, who was like, said it out loud. Well, you know, we really got to rely on gerrymandering to make sure we win in 2018 and 2020.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. What does that tell you? You have to draw the districts in a very specific, certain way to stay in power.
Cheat.
You're evil.
You have to cheat.
You're garbage.
Right.
You're gaming the fucking system. And I'm sorry, the two sides aren't fucking equal.
How about some policies that make people want to vote for you?
Yeah.
There's a novel idea.
Right. Fucking right.
But no. They want to rule. Seriously, there's a lot of Republicans that are autocrats and fascists and want to rule, not govern, not be elected to serve.
Yeah.
They want to rule. And that's what Trump thought he was getting. He thought he was getting the king ring,
right.
And, you know, can I have a throne? And I went, you know, well, I'm going to commission a special princess carriage like the queen has. Fuck her for having that. I want one, too.
Well, he is getting it. I mean, I think we have to sort of start thinking like I know it looks like all the shit's coming out in the Russia investigation, and maybe in the midterms the Dems will do very well. But I think the time for hope and optimism on the left is gone. I was listening to Kennedy's speech, and yeah, it was a good speech. I agreed with what he said, but I was like, hey, maybe a little less hope from a white liberal and a little bit more rage at what the fuck is happening. Why did they trot out that kid? I don't understand that.
Who?
Kennedy for the rebuttal speech. I don't get it.
Oh, you're calling him a kid.
Yeah.
38.
Yeah, he's 38 years old. And we got to crack it in the fucking office.
Well, I don't think it was a bad idea. I mean, I would have liked to have seen, you know, maybe someone with a vagina and a little more melanin.
Yeah. And some fucking rage.
But he was good.
I thought he was,
and
too.
His speech was, you know, they're trying to, I think rightly, I don't think being the we hate Trump party is going to work.
No.
Because it didn't work in the general.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And I don't think it's going to work. I think they need to have reasons to vote for them other than Trump's a fucking asshole, because they're going to be up against, I don't know what's going to happen with the economy after these tax breaks, because
yeah,
the Republicans made it a time bomb.
Right.
It's sugar-coated horse shit, because once you lick through the sugar for a year or two of tax breaks, then all the tax breaks go away, but the corporations get to keep their tax breaks.
Right.
But the people don't. So they're counting on later. Well, I'll worry about it later. Maybe the Democrats will be in charge by them, and we can blame them when people's taxes go up.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that's how insidious and evil this tax bill was.
Yeah.
Is. Because
it's
people are stupid. People are going to look at their paychecks, and they're going to get a few shekels more.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, well, Trump delivered. I've got a couple of dollars more, so I'm going to vote for him again.
Yeah. I mean, that does make sense.
And then in 2 years, it blows up the deficit, and your tax breaks reverse. And they've showed that middle class taxes are going to go up bigly.
Right.
Bigly. Not rich people. Rich people are going down and going to stay down.
Yeah, that's true.
Corporations, cut. Stay cut.
God.
Your taxes go back up. It's insidious. They're blowing smoke up people's asses for the upcoming elections.
It's crazy. I mean, I mean, it's those, like, I guess his response to the State of the Union is like, I mean, we should think of it as a campaign speech, maybe. I mean, because
I heard that.
I mean, are the Democrats ringing the alarm bells? I mean, look at what is going on. I don't know that it's about the elections coming up. I mean, I think we need to look at what is happening and think, holy shit, we have to do something. We at the very least, have to paint a clear picture to the American people of what the fuck is happening. Because I don't know that is out there. I don't know if we understand how scary it is for a lot of people in this country.
Right.
You know, you get deported.
Well, every moment.
It's terrifying.
You're going to college, and you're worried that a black van's going to pull up.
Right. I mean, where is the voice for those people? And listen, the Kennedy guy was good. Like, he sounded like he made sense and all this other shit. He was well-spoken. But what I saw, I was talking to some people last night that saw his rebuttal, and he was like, you know, I don't want to hear a speech from a fucking Kennedy. I don't want to hear from a white guy dynasty dude. I mean, I don't. It is as if the progressives, there's a disconnect with how bad it is. Like, they don't get it.
Yeah.
The Kennedy thing to me didn't seem like they, it doesn't seem like they're taking Hitler seriously. I mean, this guy's talking about starting nuclear war.
Yeah.
That's the end. That's crazy.
A group of U.S. diplomats, this is out of Israel, Palestine. A group of U.S. diplomats was chased out of the Palestinian town of Bethlehem by protesters angry over President Trump's decision to recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel.
Man, just a bang-up foreign policy deal going on, right?
It was a protest that had erupted during a training event that was organized by the U.S. consulate in Jerusalem.
Yes.
For the Bethlehem Chamber of Commerce. In the city where Jesus is believed is Bethlehem, you know.
Yes, yes. Where Sky God was born, guys. Come on.
Protesters barged into the digital marketing training while others stood outside. Protesters screamed, "You are not welcome here anymore." One protester threw tomatoes at the vehicle carrying the diplomats as it drove away.
Oh, wow.
No one was hurt. There you go.
Wow. Nobody likes us.
Some
why would they?
Some low-level diplomatic toadies are now being threatened with violence because for no reason other than him trying to fling a little bit of jizz towards his evangelical hate base.
It's insane. The United shush. That moment.
Yeah.
Now fucked up. It's like they just created that out of thin air.
I've got, here's a fun story. This, is this New Zealand? I believe this is New Zealand.
Yeah. Our ambassador there is doing a great job, by the way. Yeah. Scott Brown,
Scott
right?
Scott Brown.
But looking at people's tits, you fucking perv.
Not even there a month got censured for,
Being a perv.
For being lewd and rude at a diplomatic party.
For being lewd, man.
And staring at women's tits and stuff.
How hard can it be to be the ambassador to New fucking Zealand? Don't be a creep. God.
A reign of terror has ended in New Zealand.
Yes.
Of creepiness. A neighborhood that had been besieged by stolen underwear.
Okay.
And other clothing items.
People are stealing underwear?
They finally caught the culprit. During a 2-year period, 5 boxes worth of clothing had vanished.
Okay.
And inexplicably, much of it would turn up in the backyard or inside the house of this one person.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Mount Eden, Ed Williams was alarmed one time when his girlfriend came home one night and found woman's underwear at the foot of the bed.
Hey, what's up with this shit?
He was like, "Well, it wasn't me. It wasn't me. No, really, it wasn't me."
Right.
He said, "I couldn't give her an answer." She was like, "Yeah, right."
Oh, my God.
He said, "I finally blamed the flatmates as a bit of a mishap."
Right.
It was a joke. They blamed the roommates.
Yeah.
A couple weeks later, they found a bra in the garden.
Nets to the carrots.
He said, again, a little difficult to explain to the girlfriend.
Yes.
Stray underwear soon turned into a full outfit, and before they knew it, he ended up with a box full of clothing that wasn't his.
Oh, shit. Maybe he thought he was in, you know, he subscribed to some weird...
Neighbors were speculating where their missing clothes had gone, who the perverted thief was stealing all the underwear.
It's a clothes delivery service.
And then finally, they caught the culprit in the act.
Oh, shit.
Running across the road with a T-shirt in its mouth was their cat
God.
Mo.
You gotta be fucking kidding
their
me.
Their cat.
A cat.
Mo. He was stealing clothing off of clotheslines and baskets and shit.
He was having a great time.
And taking it back to the house.
So, and Mo just leaves a bra in the fucking garden?
And panties at the foot of the
God,
bed.
Oh, my God, Mo. That's fucking hilarious. What are they going to do to prevent this? I don't know.
Finally, he told his neighbors what was going on.
Yes.
He said, our cat is literally mental. Instead of bringing back dead birds, mice, and other wildlife, Mo decides to bring home underwear and clothing.
Oh, my God.
Stolen from the neighbor's washing lines.
And he doesn't know whose clothes belong to whom, right?
Right.
I mean, you know. Well, that's the solution. You got to put your name in all your clothes. And so when Mo brings your shit to wherever, you just, you know, hey, I found your panties. Here's your socks. I don't know.
Mo's stash included Calvin Klein underwear, lingerie, numerous t-shirts, pants,
yes,
socks, and underwear.
Pants? How big is this fucking cat? I'm serious.
He brought home a t-shirt, big gray t-shirt that said property of heavy lifting.
Oh, what a hilarious cat.
During Mo's 2-year terror of Mount Eden, residents have shown up justifiably frustrated. Some of the neighbors are a bit annoyed. We've had a couple of people come around fairly irate. Oh, lighten the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. Come on, relax, guys.
But most have grown to love him after 2 years, but they do chase him off their property now.
That's awesome.
As soon as anything's missing from a line now, they head over to their house.
Right, of course.
To see where Mo might have dropped it.
Come on, kitty.
So there you go, a little bit of a fun story from...
God, that's awesome.
From New Zealand.
Right.
I don't even think it's when animals get pissed, because it's...
When animals get... it's what Mo does.
Larcenous. Yeah.
Mo needs a job, you know what I mean? Mo needs something to do during the day to occupy his fucking time so he's not stealing your goddamn panties.
But, I mean, he could have got... The girlfriend could have been really... Totally south. Like, she would have been like, there's no logical explanation for this other than you were fucking around on me. This is not my underwear.
Thank God this didn't happen in our country, because Mo would have done his shit and the girlfriend would have found the panties, got her gun, and maybe shot her boyfriend to death or vice
versa.
Depending
on the state, sure.
Sure. Alabama, that happens all the time. That's a nice story. I like that. You know why I like that story? Because it doesn't involve our fucking racist president doing some fucked up deporting shit. Nobody's starting World War III. Nobody's getting nuked. It's nice.
Thanks for joining us.
Oh, yes.
It's a lovely hump day. We do this every goddamn weekday, 2 to 5 p.m. Pacific, live 5 to 7 Eastern, and then we're on the iTunes and the Stitcher and your favorite podcast app.
Yes, go to crabdiving.com for past episodes of this show.
Here's more Trump hires the best. This is crazy. They're all corrupt as fuck.
Right.
It's not even funny anymore.
But we want these guys to be able to fire whoever the fuck they need to, right?
Dr. Brenda Fitzgerald.
Yes.
The director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the CDC.
Do we need them? Are they important?
Well, she's gone.
Oh, okay.
Because it turns out that the CDC director not only personally invested money in a tobacco company.
Okay.
She did so after she had taken her job. So someone in charge of a group that oversees tobacco and health risks and things like that, for some reason, bought a whole shit ton of stock in a tobacco company.
That's like,
and it wasn't like,
yeah,
oh, my broker,
right,
put it in my 401k. This was, they personally bought this stock.
That's like if you had cancer and then you hired your cancer to cut out your cancer.
Sort of. The CDC's mission is to protect public health, including preventing smoking and getting smokers to quit.
Right.
So having it come out that the CDC director invested personal money in a tobacco company is enough to prompt a resignation. Even this is over at the Daily Kos. Even in Corruption Central, they say,
oh,
even
God.
For the Trump administration, this is too obvious.
I'm betting. Well, for the administration, someone probably had to say, yeah, Schittler, this is bad. He was like, why?
That's why these people are supposed to divest from these investments. So
right.
They don't have any conflict of interest. But we already know that half of these ass bags have not divested.
Yeah.
Why should Trump
right.
hasn't divested? Oh, I signed everything over to Eric and Don Jr. Bull fucking shit.
What about back in the day with Cheney and Blackwater?
Yeah.
I mean.
The Fitzgerald's behavior likely broke with ethical norms, critics say, and could have posed legal problems if she didn't recuse herself from government activities that could have affected her investments. So, cancer detection.
Yes.
The chairman of the head of the CDC has
right,
to recuse
right.
herself.
What the fuck?
Although Fitzgerald has resigned, it says here, let's take a moment to marvel at the thought of the CDC head investing in tobacco and being forced to recuse herself on cancer detection and opioids because she had pharmaceutical
right,
stock,
right.
too.
What else do you do at your fucking job then?
And then they say, is there any major public health issue she didn't have a financial conflict of interest with?
On the wrong end of it, too. On the wrong end of it. I mean, God damn, Donald.
Yeah, they really want to turn it into Russia, where it's just it's corruption
yeah.
and money making to the core.
And am I to understand correctly that he wanted to give the power to somebody like this crooked CDC person?
No, cabinet. She's
oh, cabinet.
A
right.
CDC is a
an appointed.
That would be under Health and Human Services,
right.
probably.
Okay.
But I mean, there are you can't fire without cause is the thing. They can fire people for cause.
Yes,
there's rules as to why
right.
to fire them. Trump wants to be able to fire them because
he doesn't like what they're doing or they're fucking doing something that
because they said climate change.
Yeah, right.
Fire him.
But if you're in his fucked up world that climate change doesn't exist, then if he thinks they're researching something that isn't real, then why wouldn't he be able to fire them?
Yeah.
What a horrible candidate. How did America elect this guy? What the fuck?
Because there are a lot of dumb people who want a daddy.
Oh, I hate you people. I hate you dumbasses so much.
And they want a daddy because they're hate-filled racists. And they want to be able, the only way to
yes.
get their hate-filled racism, xenophobia into law is to elect a hate-filled racist xenophobe who's a dictator because the Constitution won't allow it to happen. So he's got to destroy the Constitution
right.
and all of the mores and all of our institutions.
You know, if we could find we need to figure out who voted for Trump and direct market them like cigarettes and all kinds of stuff. If you voted for Trump, let me encourage you to keep smoking if you enjoy it. Keep on. In fact, increase your habit, please.
Yes, we approve.
In fact, hey, George Soros, here's an idea. Those areas of the people that voted for Trump, why don't you buy shit tons of cigarettes and just start passing them out?
Right.
Let's get real. Because those people are never going to fucking change their minds. Don't vote anymore. Please, God, stop voting.
Oh, good. Somebody killed a trophy hunter.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, oh, what a tragedy.
Oh, how horrible. Oh, my God.
A Croatian trophy hunter looking to, quote, complete his extensive collection of big game cat hides was shot to death in South Africa as he hunted lions.
Oh, man.
Pero Jelinek
oui.
Was struck by a stray bullet from a fellow hunter's rifle. Right as he had killed one lion and was preparing his shot to kill another.
I mean, listen, not to make light of that, but isn't that kind of hilarious?
He's a retired Croatian hotelier.
Oh. Well, congratulations.
He's a rich asshole. I'm sorry for his family, but
he was
doing something evil at the time.
Right.
There was no need for that. Oh, it's conservation. They're usually the old sick ones that they tag.
Hey, man. Well, hey, listen, you got hit by a stray bullet from your idiot friend.
But stop to think for a minute. He's a rich guy who doesn't need to kill to eat. He's killing for fun. It's that simple.
Yeah.
You're killing for fun. 100%
right.
Unarguable. That's the only reason you're killing.
Right. And your buddy who accidentally killed you he fired that bullet at that moment. When he fired that bullet, he was probably having fun. And he killed that dude.
Sure.
There's something funny about that.
Yeah, I don't understand hunting really at all. It just doesn't.
I mean, you know, the sad thing is when this guy got shot, I wonder if it was in the head or I wonder if he was able, when he got shot, he was able to have a moment before he croaked. He was like, oh, God, I got shot. Oh, man, that's so fucked up. How's that for irony? And then he dies. Did he at least have that moment?
I don't know.
Fuck.
No guarantees.
Not that it matters. I hope he does. I hope he had the moment of like, oh, fuck, I'm an idiot. I never should have been.
Don't forget to join us on Faithless Friday, everybody.
Oh, yes.
When we, Sky God. I try to save a lot of the stories of Christian incursions into our innards.
Right. God, I don't mean to be so ragey today, but it's just so fucked up.
Oh, brother. Here we go. We've got, it didn't take long at all.
Yes.
But here is the reporting.
Ooh.
On the train accident said,
okay.
That I think it was one of the people on the garbage truck. The train struck a garbage truck. The Republicans are all going off to a spa weekend or something.
Oh,
some fucking retreat at some spa.
That's bananas, man.
Here's a hard hitting reporting. You'll recognize.
And then, this is breaking. Paul Ryan was on board the train, carrying lawmakers, a whole bunch of lawmakers, to a high level GOP retreat. A truck kamikaze rammed it.
It was an accident.
There was an accident and they hit a garbage truck. A truck kamikaze rammed it. Meanwhile, the truck, you can see the wreckage. The truck was struck in the side. It wasn't, the truck didn't hit
right.
The train, didn't kamikaze it. The truck was struck in the side,
it
right
was
behind
accident.
The cab. Yeah, yeah.
It was an accident, Alex.
No.
Oh, my God.
Truck kamikaze rammed it. A cement truck.
Garbage truck.
A big truck, a dump truck kamikaze
garbage
rammed
truck.
It.
You're getting it wrong.
And Paul Ryan was on board. There's one dead, a bunch of people injured. But what's the odds of this?
Oh, there we go.
Dude, I mean, of course. Who? What is this?
I think Hillary was operating dump truck with her vagina by remote control.
Check with QAnon, dickhead.
Oh, yeah. What are the odds? What are the odds of this happening?
But then he, like, listen to him. He gets it all wrong. A cement truck.
Yeah.
A dump truck. It was a garbage truck.
Be interesting if they find out that, you know, it's an infrastructure failure. Like, the lights didn't go down or the bells didn't go off or something like that.
Well, shit.
Meanwhile, did you see... I think it's the state of Washington published a list of bridges you might not want to drive over.
Oh, my fucking God.
This is what we've come to. Exxon gets how many billions a year?
Oh, fuck it.
In corporate fuck blowjobs?
Yeah, yeah.
Money-wise?
They just spill oil into the fucking ocean?
GE pays 0.0% taxes?
Yeah. And they make all that fucking money. And we can't have bridges?
Right.
Are you fucking crazy?
This is
nuts.
This guy's crazy. This is... Oh, what are the odds? What are the odds?
What is
on board. There's one dead.
What?
A bunch of people injured. But what's the odds of this? No, this is a message. You better believe it.
Oh,
they're going to spin it and try to, oh, it's no big deal.
Everything. They're going to try to pretend it was an accident.
Nobody's saying it's not a big deal. Well, what? Hey, Alex, what do you think?
It's not a big deal to Congress. Right. A person was killed that wasn't a member of Congress. It's horrible. But he's trying to make it sound like it's an obvious coordinated attack from the deep state.
Yeah, yeah. You know what's great about Alex Jones? He'll like have like Pizzagate, you know, that he'll just talk about forever. You know, Sandy Hook, Sandy Hook Truth, all that bullshit. And, you know, he's wrong about all that shit. And he finds out he's wrong about all that shit. But he never, when new shit comes up, he never thinks to himself, well, you know, I went all half-cocked about Sandy Hook, and that was wrong. The comic ping-pong Pizzagate shit was wrong. I was wrong about the Seth Rich shit.
Well, and the non-apology apologies.
Right.
That they issue all the time.
I mean, shit, man. Maybe you're not right about this.
It's fine. Oh, Vegas isn't Islamic. Of course, it's come out it has. Oh, there's not multiple shooters.
It is not.
What has he said? Vegas?
Vegas was Islamic. It is not.
Shooter?
He's claiming somehow the guy was radicalized by Islam. That has not 0.0.
Yeah.
Has come out.
Well, there's a cover up.
Oh, that's already come out.
QAnon.
An Islamic. Of course, it's come out. It has. Oh, there's not multiple shooters. This is a serious message. Very serious message that we can get you anywhere you are. You go to your baseball practice, we're going to shoot you. We're going to come after your family. Rammed the front of the train, killing the driver and derailing part of the train. I mean, this is amazing.
It is.
So this country is in a civil war.
No.
You can believe this was on.
So now by his justification, they can start shooting back, right?
Absolutely. What are we?
This is what the people like him are waiting for. To get all riled up. How he just said the civil war is on. They just ran a truck into a train full of Republicans. How are lunatics out big waddling in their trailers not grabbing their ARs right now and saying, that's it.
They
Tom
are.
Tom Burton, civil war.
They want that. Man, if you listen to the Alex Jones show, how easy is it going to be for Trump to convince you that we need to nuke North Korea?
Right.
God.
Here's the rest of Alex
Yellow Brain
Jones is just lies. This is where he's dangerous. You know, okay. All right, Chimera, who cares?
Right.
Chemtrails, ha 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 ha.
The pedo camp in Mars.
This is where he's dangerous.
This is bad.
Right. Because he's inciting violence. It tries to claim that we're the ones. No, the left. They declared it. They're the ones who flung that truck.
And he goes out of
kamikaze'd it
to say he's actually news. He claims that all the fucking time, and he's got real sources and all this
shit.
If
you're a family member of the poor man who was killed...
Oh, my that fucking was God.
I guess a man or woman, I don't know, who was driving that truck.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would hope...
I would want to beat the fucking shit out of Alex Jones.
I would hope they would never find out about this. You know? Really.
Yeah.
How horrible.
Amazing. So this country is in a civil war. You can believe this was on purpose. I mean, I'd say 98% chance that this is unbelievable. You had 2 miles away in Washington, Antifa meeting with videos and police raids saying they were going to derail trains at that exact place and derailing a train a month before. But nobody, it wasn't a passenger train. And then they go, the driver admits that he missed the speed limit.
So... He's not saying that in Washington the derail.
He's not saying that's like Islamic terrorism or Antifa.
No, it's deep state.
Deep state. If there was evidence that this was a terrorist attack, don't you think Donald Trump would be the first person to suggest that?
Well, and
I mean, goddamn.
And what bigger snowflakes are there out there than Republicans in Congress?
Oh, yeah.
You don't think they would be squealing and screaming?
Oh, sure, dude.
Right now on TV?
Oh, it'd be endless caterwauling.
I heard him scream Allah Akbar as he was driving the trash truck into us.
What was this, Steve?
God, I mean, really, how awful for the families.
This is pretty
This is up there with like the Sandy Hook shit because by pile of dead kids and saying it didn't happen and they were actors.
That's
I don't know how he doesn't get assaulted by some of these relatives.
I don't either.
And put me on that jury.
Oh yeah, who cares?
Yeah, beat the shit out of him.
And then they go, oh, the driver admits that he missed the speed limit and just went ahead and went too fast around there. Yeah, whatever. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. It's insane. Yeah, so, like, he's painting a target on the guy that drove that truck. It was an accident.
Right.
I mean, you don't think he's got nutballs that listen to his show and maybe think about acting on the bullshit he says? I mean, if he really, he's saying it's a civil war.
Yeah.
I mean, if you believe that, if you're a nutball, then I don't know what you do.
It's dangerous.
God.
It's literally dangerous. That's why this bullshit rhetoric. These are the people who sent a lunatic with an AR to a pizza parlor.
Oh, my God. Because there were kids being molested in a basement.
So now there are people out there. The name's going to come out of the person that was killed.
Yes.
There are people out there. Who are jerking off in their basement to old Hitler speeches between watching InfoWars. And they're going to be convinced that that person that was killed is a member of the deep state that pulled a kamikaze attack starting the Civil War.
And how do we know they're not going to pull a Comet Ping Pong Pizzagate and show up with a weapon?
Good God.
Terrifying.
These are great times we live in, Republicans.
Yeah, thanks, Alex.
We'll be back tomorrow, everybody.
Oh, yes.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Right.
Probably yelling some more.
Maybe things will be better tomorrow.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy. His Instagram is the same. Or go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great one. Back with more of this bullshit tomorrow, y'all.
TTFN.
He is a cowardly, degenerate sack of anti-human trash.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.